David Linehan. On Saturday, October 7, 2006, selected buildings will be closed due to the first open house sponsored by the Admissions Department. These buildings will be off-limits to all students from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Said buildings are as follows: Alumni Hall, Alumni Fieldhouse, Hunt Union, and Fine Arts Center. Again, these buildings will be open to current students after 3 p.m. For any further information, please feel free to contact admissions on the first floor of Alumni Hall. All other buildings on campus will be open according to their regularly scheduled hours.
Lindsay Larson, the SUNY Oneonta Student Association Executive Board is seeking donations to help the victims of the flood this summer. About 80 lower-income families need everything from clothing to new homes altogether. With the aid of Habitat for Humanity, any monetary donations will be put towards buying new appliances for new homes. So if you would like to lend a hand to one of the families who lost houses and belongings, you can send clothing and monetary donations to Flood Relief, care of the Student Association SUNY Oneonta.
Ryan brought it. This is expired. This Saturday will mark the first time the Oneonta State College cross country team will be participating in the Paul Short Invitational. The men's and women's teams will be traveling to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania to compete against the top cross country teams on the East Coast. The men's 8K race will start at 10 a.m. with the women's 6K following at 10:45. Other schools competing at the event include Princeton, Yale, and James Madison Universities.
Rosania Brew. Friday, September 29th through Monday, October 2nd, SUCO students can enjoy a wonderful backpacking trip on the Adirondacks. Travelers will be taken to Asugachi River Five Pond Wilderness area of the Adirondacks. Each day, participants will be expected to hike with approximately 30 pounds backpack and travel a distance of 8 miles an hour. You don't have to be an experienced backpacker, but previous experience is very helpful. Cost of the trip is only $30 per person, and it includes all meals, camping equipment, and transportation.
Catherine Hannibal, and this is Still Good. SUCO Student Association is collecting donations, money, and clothing for the New York State flood victims. There are almost 80 children that need clothing as theirs has been destroyed from this summer's regional flood. Clothing donations can be sent to the Student Association in the Hunt Union Building on SUCO's campus. Monetary donations are also accepted through the Student Association's office.
This is Andrew Northrup. This is a reminder to all internet messaging users. Please do not open any messages or click on any links from unknown senders because it may unleash a destructive and or invasive virus onto your computer system. Such viruses also place entire networks in danger. These viruses can not only damage your antivirus software, but permanently harm your computer's other software programs. Virus spread through instant messaging software usually commandeer the program and use it to send out copies of itself or other spam mail to people you know.
This is Keith Halabuda. In response to the recent burglaries that have been going on in Oneonta, we would like to take a minute to ask everyone to be on the lookout for any suspicious activities. If you see anything that looks suspicious, you should notify the police as soon as possible. Please remember to lock your doors and windows when you are not at home. Also, be careful when walking alone at night or in unfamiliar areas.
Okay, this is Ryan Donahue. The global climate is slowly changing for the worse. The Arctic is critical to the globe's climate and influences temperatures everywhere. The loss of Arctic ice is speeding up the Earth's warming. Since the 1970s, 400,000 square miles of Arctic sea ice has disappeared. If we continue to ignore Arctic warming, sea levels will rise and climates will change across the globe. We as a society need to make a change before it is too late.
Ron Siders. Who's liable in the unfortunate event of an Oneonta city tree falling on your vehicle? Many don't know that the majority of insurance companies won't compensate under the Act of God statute. Turning to the Oneonta Police Department will also offer much less assistance than you might assume. An Oneonta police officer responded that there was nothing they could do, that they do not fill out accident reports for downed trees falling on cars, and to get in touch with the insurance agent. So the only step left for citizens in this situation is to send a liability claim letter to Town Hall and hope for the slim chance of some type of aid.
This is Joel Landis. Oneonta Public Transport announces today that bus services to and from the SUNY Oneonta campus are indefinitely suspended beginning January 1st, 2007. OPT regrets this necessity, but the behavior of student clientele has become an unfortunate obstacle to continuing the quality of service which it is known to its core customers, the citizens of Oneonta. This move is informed by complaints from various sectors of the community. OPT will conduct an internal evaluation after the winter season, aimed at determining whether services to Oneonta should be resumed.